Ruchim Aboyim to the fourth in the continuing series of Shiurim on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Yes, last year we gave a little bit of an outline of the Haggadah, and we actually ran the gamut of the Mishnayos, beginning with the Manash Tana, the Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which the Mishnah in Kufta Zayin delineates as Masl Beganus Pasayim B'Shevach V'Derish Me'Ami Ovid Ovi Ad Shimakal Pasha Kula. We spoke about Rabbi Gamliel. We spoke about the Hallel and the Birchas Geula. And basically, we put, from a macroscopic point of view, we put everything more or less in place. But now what I want to do is I want to actually go a little bit deeper, and I want to go into the drushes of Chazal, Arami Oyvid Ovi. Once again, the Mishnah stipulates that the Sipui Sias Mitzrayim, at least the central part of it, right, is in three stages. It's composed of three parts. There's Masal Bignos, on which there's a dispute, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, B'tchila Oyvid V'Rezor Hiyo Reseinu. Shmuel says Avod Vayinu. The Baal HaGadah rules like both opinions. First he brings Shmuel, then Rav. And then is Besayim B'Shevach, right? Even according to the interpretation of the Rambam, according to the interpretation we offered in the last year, either way, both of them together. And then V'Derech Me'Arami Oyvid Ovi Ad Shimokal HaKapasha Kula. Now, yesterday, I spoke briefly about the purpose or the function of Derech Me'Arami Oyvid Ovi. What purpose do we have in taking the Psukim in Parshas Kisavoy and applying exegesis? I mean, most of the drushes, I think, will appear in the Sifri. I spoke about the fact that actually the mitzvah, Zochas Yom HaShir Tzas Mitzrayim, we see from parallel drushes, contains within a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, Sheshen and Mefir. So therefore, certainly, drushes of psukim, which constitute a part of a traditional Talmud Torah from the standpoint of Chazal, certainly are to be included as a part and parcel of the obligation of the performance of the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShir Tzas Mitzrayim. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to go a little bit deeper into the drushes themselves. Now, we're not going to spend the time going through all of the individual drushes. For that, you're invited to my Seder. That will have to remain Beged the Dvom Shev B'Al Peh Shiyata Roshay Il Lakosfam O Lakoltam. Right, or remiss to the internet. But in any case, what I wanted to do is, it's very important that in the drushes, like it is in the entire Haggadah Shel Pesach, that we should have somehow a general perspective of the forest that's beyond the trees. And that's really what we try to accomplish actually in all of these shiurim. Now, the Derech Me'Arami Oyvid Ovi begins with the section of the Haggadah right after V'Yisha Amda, which speaks about that in every generation, Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us from our enemies, from those who seek to destroy us. And begins, Tzei ulamad ma bikesh Lavan Arami l'asir to Yaakov Avinu, right? We should go see what Lavan Arami tried to do Yaakov Avinu. And the Gemara learns this as a drosha from the Pasuk, Arami oivit ovi v'yirem mitzrayma. Now, the psukim, which constitute the text, which is explicated through exegesis in the Haggadah, are actually psukim which appear in Parshas Kisavoy, and they're psukim that are recited by a person who brings bikulim. So in Devarim, in Perek Chavav, right, in Parshas Kisavoy, this was incidentally my bar mitzvah portion, Parsha. V'hoyah kisoivu la'oretz, when you come to El Yisrael, asher Hashem alokecha neisilecha nachala, which God's brother is going to give you as an inheritance, right? V'yirishtov yoshaf daba, and then it says you take from reishis pri adama, that refers to the bikurim, right? And then, v'alachta la'mokav, you come to Yerushalayim, to Beis HaMikdash, asher yivcha, amokav asher yivcha, asher alokecha shachet v'yishom. And you come to the kohen, and you give the tenor, you give the basket, the fruit to the Kohanim.
and the Kohen takes the tenor and he does a tenufa right in front of the Mizbeach. And then, beginning in Pasuk Hey, V'yanis v'yamal v'yash v'lokecha, you will say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning you will say at the Beis HaMikdash, Arami oivel ovi v'era mitzrayma. Right? Arami oivel ovi mitzrayma. V'yogos samim shem v'yusayim ba'ov, v'yishom v'yogos samim v'yav. And there is a recounting, a very brief recounting of the slavery in Exodus from Mitzrayim. V'yirei ha'salam mitzrayim yanunu, then v'nitzak l'shem l'kehna v'yisaynu, v'yitza shem yisrayim yachzor v'natuya, uv'mayor godol uv'oysis v'mayfsa. Now, it continues, after the Mikra B'kulim ends the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, right, which is recited very briefly. Then it continues. V'yivenu l'mokam hazeh, Kosh Baruch Hu brought us to this place. V'tilas ha'olat hazoiz, is given us this land. Eres avon chalaz v'dvash. And then the person declares, V'atah hinei yivesis reis pri adoma, I brought the first of the fruit. Asher osad l'Hashem. V'nachtoi, v'ya shalakecha, v'shtach avis l'vishra. And it's that the person says, now I brought the fruit to the Beis HaMikdash, okay? But the psukim that we daushin in the Haggadah, that we interpret in the Haggadah, are from the Psukim, from Pasuk Hey, up to Pasuk Ches, of a Meir Gadol of Oisif Amayim. So these are the Psukim that constitute the Chedek of Arami Oibid Ovi, which are, in fact, over here. Now, what are the Droshes? So, if you go through the drashas, of course, the very first drasha, the Arami Oved Avi, is referring to Lavan, is a little bit of a chiddush, because the what's called the Rishayim HaPashtanim et Rashbam learn the Pashtos that Arami Oved Avi is referring to from Avinu. My forefather was a wandering Aramite. There's a Rashbam was like that. Of course, there's a attack of the Baral, Chas V'Shalom, how could you learn like that? Can I get Chazal? The Baral tries to show that the Pasuk is Meira, that the Pshad is Love and Harami. Quite frankly, this is going to make this Shia very, very uncontroversial. I don't understand what I was speaking about, because Chazal say Deirish Meirami Avri. Chazal called it a Drosha. Chazal called it a Drosha. What are you attacking the Rashbam and it's not a Drosha? It's a Drosha. Chazal called it a Drosha. But I was talking to Chazal. In any case, that's going to elicit some comments, but okay. Now, but then actually, if you go to the Droshas, the great majority of the drushes of these psukim, right, actually are types of gzeirah shavas that Chazal reference other psukim in Shmos. For example, Vayisham Balamet Shiel Yagav Vilish Takeya Sham. Like it says, Vayomel Apal Agubet Atzbanu. And then it says, B'msei Ma'at, like it says, B'shivam Nefesham Atzim Mitzrayim. Vayisham Adoy Godol, right? But all the drushes are, is there are references back to psukim, either in Bereshis or in Shmos. So when you think to yourself, really, what are the drushes of Chazal? The drush of Chazal is for the most part, right? I mean, one place we bring Shir HaShirim, when it says Varav, so we bring Shir HaShirim, Rav HaKatzam HaChasadeh. I guess that's to explain the usage of the Rav. The Rav is actually a verb, Ravava, that they feel to multiply. But in other words, just about all of the drushes are really references to Psukim, you know, in Shmos, where the Torah speaks about the Shiva of Mitzrayim. Meaning is that, so what's the purpose of this exegesis? What's the purpose of these drushes? In other words, where do we have here, where is the Chiddush Din? I mean, the Chiddush Dinim, that, for example, right, Vayareyu, Yisrael HaMitzrim, so we learn, Shenema Havad Eshak Malov, Yareyu means they plotted to do evil. Okay, that's Pshat of the Pasuk, right? V'yanunu, what does it mean? It means Inoy, Simo Lav Osir Misim, Lepana Anoisim Mitziv Loisam, right? We know it over the kosher, like it says, in other words, these are Pshat in the words. They mean in the words, okay, in other words, but the Drosha, what are the Ikar Giluyim? Of course, I mean, it's Libra Tev for sure. But I'm saying is, but in other words, what are the Ikar Chidushim Navla with the drushes are coming to bring about? That's my question. Because really, all of these all of these Gzeira Shavas are coming to reference to take note of Psukim and Shemais, based upon which we understand the Pshat in Arami Ovid Ovid. I mean, for all that matter, we just could have, you know, gone through Pasha Shemais, except that, you know, this is perhaps a little bit shorter. We'll be able to eat that for. But in other words, the question is, what is the Iker Chiddush? In my opinion is, the Iker Chiddush that we have in these drushes is when we get to the Pasuk, which actually is Pasuk Ches in Perach Havav and Pasuk Yisavai, when it says, V'yetzayinu Hashem Mitzrayim. So there, Chazal, say a chiddush. We don't directly go to another pasuk. We do, I mean, eventually we go to another pasuk. Lo yedei malach, not to a malach. Lo yedei sahav, and not to a sahav, is also a type of an angel. Lo yedei shaliach, not to a messenger. Ela kodesh boach hu bechvod de v'yachzavoy. What I say is the ikka chiddush here of the drasha is a kodesh boach hu himself, right, went to Mitzrayim and killed the Bechayas of Mitzrayim. In other words, this is a Nikah Chiddush. Like, and the Pasuk says, Shenama, like it says, V'avati Be'eretz Mitzrayim, V'kesi Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, V'yodim Be'hema, right? V'avati Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Blad Azeh, Ani. Right? Right? It says, Ani Hashem. So what does the Hashem mean? What does it mean, Ani Hashem? So, we actually dash the pasuk in Pashas Bay. V'avati be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla zeh ani v'loy malach. V'kesi kol b'eretz Mitzrayim ani v'loy sarav. V'v'chol ha'alei Mitzrayim yasev shvatim ani Hashem. Ani hu v'loy ashliach. Ani Hashem, ani lo v'lachet. In other words, the Ikka, I claim that the Ikka chiddush of the drashas is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, right, and brought about Makas Bechayres, it wasn't done through a malach, and through a sahav, and through a shliach, brother, ani Hashem yudkei vavki, ani hu v'le'achem. That seems to me to the ikka chiddush of the drashas. Because then after that, it goes on, b'yad chazaka zu ha-devil, and then after that, there's a b'yish oirim, right? That there's a reference here to the eser makos, right? And we count the makos, but in other words, the ikka chiddush, if you go through the drashas, the Ikka central chiddush of the drasha seems to me to be saying is that the makai, especially makas b'chayres, Mitzrayim, was not made by a malach, and not made by a sarav, and not by a shliach, but rather, ani Hashem ani, hu v'lay achet. That seems to be a chiddush both in the psukim here, and both in the psukim in what? In Pasha Shemais. This is ani Hashem, what does Hashem mean? So Chazal are dashing us that the Ikka, the central chiddush here, when a person, right, is mikra b'kurim, the central chiddush here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself didn't through a shaliach, not through a salah, not through a svira, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chvod of Yatzma, he went and he was makka b'chayres. That's the chiddush of the psukim. Now, why is that the central? I mean, obviously, it's an important thing, but how is that this central chiddush? Why should this be, you know, the central drasha of this part of the Haggadah? So, I want to claim is that this central chiddush ties in very much with what we've spoken about, the machloikas of Rav and Shmuel. And the very fact that the Baal HaGadah paskens like both opinions. Namely, right? Masl b'rus m'sayim b'shevach. So, Shmuel said, Avodim hayinu. L'fam b'mitzrayim. Yitzh Shem HaKinim Shem Yachazor b'zuna tuyim. Rav says, Mitchila oivdi avoy nizor ayu b'seinu. V'achshav ki avodim hamokim l'avoy nosay. Meaning that the Shibut and Yitzias Mitzrayim cannot be understood in and of itself. It has to be understood within a wider perspective that through the Shibut and through the historical event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought us from Avodah Zarah, V'kavanu hamokim l'avodah zarah. He brought us, first of all, to monotheism, and brought us close to his service. And in fact, what is Yetzias Mitzrayim doing in Mikra Bikurim? What's it doing in Mikra Bikurim? What does Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is, the first fruits of the Beis HaMikdash constitute an avoda that a person goes to Yerushalayim and brings the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. So, the recounting, the psukim that recount the Shibud and the Yetzias Mitzrayim are also coming to indicate that what? That we were Mitzrayim, we are Avon Taparai, we were Teheran Mitzrayim, and what was the purpose of everything? Vayivienu alamakim azeh, v'yaitel lanos oros hazoyz, v'yata hinei heveisyes reishis b'li adama shuzat li Hashem. Which means that what? Which means that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivavu alamakim levoidosai, he's brought us to his servants. In other words, the Shibud, Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, were the means by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us to do his service, with a capital H, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the thing. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant to make a Bikurim. So, a very important, central part of the accounting of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from Avodah Zarah. To what? To monotheism. Where is the Rebbe's? The answer is, it's a drosh of Chazal. Drosh of Chazal is, Vayetzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's interesting. In Pasuk Zayin, it says, Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Aveseinu. Because Baruch was called the God of our forefathers. Okay? But we come to Pasuk Ches, V'yetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu. It's not Elokei Aveseinu, it's just Kevavkei. Meaning that through Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people, right, emerged from an idolatrous, ultimate idolatrous past in Mitzrayim, Halalo Adei Vodazara, and came to acknowledge the true one God in the true monotheistic sense. So therefore, that's the central drasha that we make in these psukim. Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'loy Achel. That was the purpose of the Makos, the emphasis, the revelation, the Gilui Shechina, the Makos is, namely that what? That HaKadosh Baruch himself, he smote the Bechayas of Mitzrayim, Ani Hu V'loy Achel. Monotheism is a central drasha and concept which emerges from Deirish Be'arami Oibidovi. And of course, once we're monotheistic, then we can do the Avoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Tachlis. So, what I want to say is that Deirish Be'aram Yu'evin Avi, the way the Chazal, Darshan HaPashat, the way we have in the text of the Gada, is really Shmuel and Rav, right? Shmuel and Rav actually emerging from the drushes of these psukim. That was the drush of the psukim. Right, are actually coming to inform me of both Shmuel and Rav as being these two important parts, inseparable parts of the purpose of not only Simas Yisrael, but the top of Yisrael is taking us, bring us to the mountains of faith and the Kavano Mokam Levoidasa. That's really the central drasha of Deirish Be'arami Levoidasa. Okay, so now, based upon, and that's actually Mikra Bikurim. Yeah.
Where was Shmuel in this?
Well, Shmuel is very beginning, right? Aramic Vayera Mitzrayma, the whole story of Shiva Mitzrayim, Avodah Mayino. And of course, we ate some of the coming of the Chazon Zulatuya, right? That's Shmuel. Where is Rav? Hashem mi Mitzrayim. That's where Rav is. That's the name of Mr. Rav. Rav is a Tena Shabiat Pe, which is the Kol HaMoisiv. It's the Tena Shabiat. Shuv is the Tena Shabiat. Rav is a Drasha Yudke Vavke. Mamish the Pshat the Pesukim, the point of Chazal, but I'm saying is that's the Torah Shbi'al Pe'ez Gav. Okay? Now. So, Deirish Be'arami Oivin Ovi of Chazal was a drasha indicating the two parts, Shmuel and Rav, how they come together to fit not only into the retelling of the historical event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but its true context into the central historiographic understanding of Jewish history, namely going from idolatry to monotheism and to the Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Okay, now, based upon this, now we can understand a little bit more of the Haggadah. Everybody remembers from their childhood, you know, the highlights of the Seder is that we say the Esamakais and we take the from the wine, the yayin, either with the spoon or with your finger, whatever your minig is, and then we recount the Esamakais, and then we have the droshes of Yisya Glili, of Nezab Azariah, of Yakiva, and then Dayenu, okay? Everybody, probably the most popular rendition or part of the Pesach Haggadah is either Rav, or Shmuel, everything we spoke about, but Dayenu. Now, what's interesting is, where does Dayenu come from? And what's it doing there? I know all the Kabbalistic, the Muslim Dayenu, that the Mahalal, everybody speaks about, but the fact is that in the Haggadah of the Rambam, there's no Dayenu. Chas v'shalom, not saying that we're going to have a Seder. But I look here in the Haggadah of the Rambam, but right after the Makkos and the Tzach Adash B'Achav, there's no Dayenu. Dayenu. And now the Ilo Hitzel Mitzenso Mishpotim Dayenu, etc. And then also too Al Achas Kamachaba Tevuch Full of Khaz Lamokim Aleinu. She has a Mitzrayim, some Mishpotim, etc. What's the Dayenu doing here? It's clear to me that Dayenu must have been a later edition. For sure. And therefore I say that if you're getting close to Chatzos, I'm passing this halacha l'maaseh. I know people are not going to listen to me. But you can skip Dayenu. Maybe you can see one stanza so that everybody can say that they're saying Dayenu. And you can actually, Dayenu, actually, for later on, when you're up all night, be Masapi Sias Petzchayim. Then you can go through Dayenu and dash in the entire Dayenu, the 15 Malays and the Ibra Yanika and the Gadmos and all the Kabbalistic Muslim. But why was it placed here, Dayenu? Okay. What I want to do is, I want to now look at the drashas, okay? The drashas falls, once again. We began with Harami Oibin Avi, Le'eret Mitzrayna, and then the Pesukim give us an account of the Shiur Mitzrayna. And then we come finally to what I've been speaking about this year, that's the central drasha, Ve'etziyinu Hashem Mitzrayim, and we learn there that Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yashpat chaz Mitzrayim, like they malach, like they saw, like they shliach. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? V'chvoyde v'yatzma. Okay? Then, that's the central drasha, that's the peak, Shpitz. That's the precipice. Now, after that, we go on, and like, there's like second wind. We go more into detail. What's Biyad Chazaka? Is it whatever? Okay? Zoy Netuya, Zoy Achelet. Meire Godol, Zoy Gila Shechina. Okay? Oysa is Ha'amate, Moisim is Ha'adam, Dam Ve'esh V'Sim L'Mosh. In other words, we go into detail that all the words of these Pesukim refer to a specific type of Makos. And then Dola Acher, another Drasha. That means there's Shivan Palmatea, Kolamava Reza Mishubach, another Drasha. Biyad Chazaka Ishtayim, Zoynetuya Ishtayim, Meir Godel Ishtayim, Eis Ishtayim, Meisib Ishtayim, Eile Esamakas. Right? So therefore, we just count the words. We count the words, we come up with the Esamakas. And then, we go further. Not only count the words, Rabbi Yisya Galili, and Rabbi Yezer, right? And Rabbi Akiva, speak about Yant, and already the Makkos of the Yam are actually inflated, right? Rabbi Yezik Lili derives from the proportion 5 to 1, Etzba versus Yad Hashem, 5 to 1. So there he gets 50. Rabbi Yezik actually has a more detailed counting right? And there he gets Masayim and 200, and Rabbi Akiva gets 250. In other words, the drushes, the more we go deeply into counting the words and counting the fingers, actually, we're getting hundreds of makos, right? Then we have Boshem and Mayam. Okay. Now, what do we do now? In other words, before we came to Yad Chazaka, we had reached a pinnacle. What was the pinnacle? We came to Yichud Hashem. Sheba Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem, Ani Uvul Ayachel. That's the pinnacle. But then when it goes to Yad Chazaka, we go back again, a second way. Of course, much more detailed. First we have all the makas, the drasha first refers to, which is Devil and Cherev, right? And then it's Dam Ve'esh V'Simon Oshon, and then we get to 10 makas, and then we get 250 makas on the Yan. But where are we going? Where's Yichud Hashem? Where are we going in history? Where's Kivah Mekom L'Vodosan? Someone has to fill it in! Baruch Hashem! I think the Goyim came to the rescue. They put in Dayenu! That's like a Dayenu! Mitzrayim, Teshvatim, of course it's Bechareya, Mamaynam, but then we're not further. The Man, the Shabbos, Kervanov Nehal Sinai, the Torah, El Yisrael, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Kervanov Bechareya, Mamaynam. That's what did the Goyim do? They put the Rav Dick apart, the Tzitz Mitzrayim, into the drushes. That's what they did. The guy, whoever put Dayenu in, the Rav Mitzvah didn't have it. Dayenim, Amorai Bachorim, whoever put the Dayenu in, the Rav Mitzvah doesn't have it. Whoever put the Dayenu in was just being mashlim, the second half of these drushes, based upon our formula, that we begin with Shmuel, then with Rav.
Wouldn't it be after the
Rambam? That'd be after the... I don't think so. I think it's the time of the Goyim. It might have been two different scars of the Rambam. I don't know. Let it be after the Rambam. Whatever it is, whoever it was. It could be Moshe Rabbeinu. Whoever it was. Is that important? The important thing is, what's the Dayenu doing here? The Dayenu was going here what? To be Mashlim, the sheet of Rav, which follows Shmuel, that... That's what it is. How do we answer? Dayenu. Okay, that's what Dayenu is doing there. So the Maya said Dayenu constitutes a hashlama. It comes to fill in the gist of the drashas, which begin with the Makas of Mitzrayim and end with monotheism. That's of course Har Sinai, and of course Avodas Hashem, which is the Beis HaBechira, the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Dayenu is doing here. Now, so I hold that if you have to rush your Seder, you should do two Dayenus. You should do the Dayenu of Kivenu L'Fei Hasai or Naslan L'Satera, and then you should do the Beis HaMikdash. Luvala is based on Bechir Dayenu. If you really want to do a shortened Dayenu. Now, it could possibly be that there were two ways of doing this. It could have been the Dayenu, and it could have been Alachas Kamva Kamva Teva Kafulu Chvelas Lamokim Aleinu. It could have been two sheets how to do this. They were both doing it in Aruch HaGadol. Okay. Anyway, that's what's. In other words, that's the structure of Dayenu. Now, I wanted to mention something very, very interesting. He said, we have another insertion too, which I passed over yesterday. I didn't mention it to you. But, in fact, what does the Mishnah say? Just to show you how this theme of going from Sheba Mitzrayim to the monotheistic faith and Avodas Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash is a recurrent theme, which is Hushla, which is filled in into the Haggadah. For example, if we go to the Mishnah, which you spoke about yesterday, Kufta Zayna with Beis, there it says, the Fichach, it says, once again, the Mishnah says, Kufta Zayna with Beis, B'chol Davador, Chayev Adon Lois Asmi Lois Mitzrayim. Okay, we got the Levincha, לפיכך אנחנו חיום מאוד סלח לשבח לפעיל רואים מהם למי שעושה בסם לא נזכו לניסה מאלו היציאנו מאבס לחיירוס יוגן לסמכם יובל יונטוב הפעילה לאור גדול ומשובות ומשיבות לתפילה ומשיבות, אפשר, משיבות לגאולה אוקיי? אוקיי? Now, what's interesting is that v'gav l'vichel m'nei emor, v'vod shal m'nisrayim. That's the drash of Chazal that forms the basis of what we spoke about. That was on the basis of Rabbi Gamliel, but the tukmet chavhal, let me say, the birchas agula. Now, remember we spoke about that this was filled in by the Baal HaGadol, right? Right? Loisav v'sinu b'vag ol v'kod baruch ha'ol elav v'sinu b'gol imoy. In other words, the Baal HaGadol is filling in is that the hashlama, the ikad drasha of the God of Leviticus Leimor of Hosea means a person's supposed to feel that he's nega. Right? Ela av v'sinu g'ol imoy v'sinu b'gol imoy v'shinema v'sinu b'tziya sham. Now, what's interesting is, he continues the pasuk. In other words, Rava says, in the Gemara, Tzorach Shiyayma, V'yisanu hoitzi misham. In other words, Rava is adding the concept that we're supposed to consider ourselves, of course, Baruch Hu took us out, that we were nigger, we were redeemed. The Baal HaGadol, but Gemara just brings, V'yisanu hoitzi misham, period. The Baal HaGadol, actually, in the Nusar of the Gadda, he completes the Pasuk. Laman havi oisanu, laseis lasa oretz asher nishba lo viseinu. We continue to think to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, because all the coming to Eretz Yisrael is the step to which we could say, kevonu v'bokam l'avodosoi. And in fact, actually, this is part of the Birchas HaGaula. Baruch Hashem Melkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Lo Avoseinu, V'Higalu Bara Hazeh L'Chol Bo Matzo Morot. This is the Mishnah. Kein Hashem, right? Kein Hashem Melech, and Rabbi Akiva adds. Rabbi Akiva Oiver, Rabbi Akiva adds to the Bracha, in the Mishnah, Kuv Tazayin Lebeis, right? He adds to the Nusach of the Bracha. Kein Hashem Melkeinu, Yagi'ilu Bo Yitim Gol Rachayrim, Haboim Nekosel Shalom, Smeich, Bivin, Rechel, Nismecha, V'Noich Hoshan, Right, in other words, we continue. Is that what's missing? Of course, is the void of Beis HaMikdash. Because the Ika Shlama, the purpose of all of Shibat Zayin, the purpose of everything is Kilvana Mokhil Vodos, that's Rav. If that's what's missing, so that has to be part of the Birchas HaGaula, and we give it to the Chovin. So we see that it could possibly be that the initial Bracha, which Chazal, right, which appears in this Mishnah, could have been formulated when it was still a Beis HaMikdash. After the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Akiva had to be mashlim, had to put in, right, that we still hope that Kodesh Baruch will bring us eventually, we might be Shia, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So that's a very important part of another. And that's really the ultimate kiyum of Rav, Mitchil Vazor Beiseinu, So we see that what did the Baal HaGadol do? He was mashlim, everything of HaGadol, that the Tachlis, the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, should be going from Avodah Zarah to Kivur HaMokim L'Avodosai. Monotheism and avoiding the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Dayenu, and that's Kamamalais, and that's the additions in the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva to the Bracha of Gaula. Okay? So, the theme of the Haggadah of Pesach is very basically the theme that Shibud and Mitzrayim were a mechanism, a means through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to faith in the true God, the true one God, monotheism. And only then can we do the Avaida, do the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. If we're paganists, we can't worship in the Beis HaMikdash. Only once HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to monotheism. The way he describes the Surah of the Beis HaMikdash is precisely that. Which is
The whole structure of Mishkan, the Rambam, is coming to express the concept of the monotheism. Okay. Now, having said that, I want to now go further to the last part of the Seder. Okay? You all know how to wash, eat the matzah, eat the morah, eat the kairach, yafi kairach, I want to go. This is something I'm sure you've learned in halacha. Once again, the Seder follows along the Seder of the Mishnayos. Right? Which is what we spoke about yesterday. Zuchah shemishnischa mizrayim, shiyashena b'picha. That you should say over the oral law, which is the Mishnayos. Now, what's the next Mishnah in Pesachim? Next Mishnah is at the end of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It doesn't speak about eating and the matzah. That's something we speak about in other pesachim of Pesachim or Chiyuv. It says Mozgal Kai Shlishi. We fill up the third kais. Bevarech al mezaynai, and with the kai shlishi we say bichas amazay. Okay. And then, Revi, the fourth kais, goyma olav asahala. We finish the challah. So in other words, the first kais, of course, was kiddush. Second kais, we drink after the bochum gal Yisrael. The second kais is ikra the haggadah. The third kais is the kais of bichas amazay. And the fourth kais, we say goyma olav asahala. We finish the challah on the fourth kais. Now, the Mishnah adds, V'oima alav birchas hashir. We say birchas hashir. In fact, if you look at the Tosfos, in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Tosfos brings a shita of Rav Yosef Toiv Ilan, who was actually one of the Goyim, that actually, after we drink the fourth kais, which we say the halal, we fill up a fifth kais. You fill up the fifth kais. And on the fifth kais, we say halal hagadol. And I want to inform you that even though Rashbam and Tosfos reject this, Rav Rishonim actually hold you're supposed to at least reshus, even according to Mitzvah Namufka, is a drink of fifth kais. The Maharal was noyeg paskins to drink a fifth kais. The Rambam mentions the fifth kais, right? The Rambam says, V'chein moizgoi kais revi, fourth kais, v'goyim alatsa v'halel, and then you say, b'chas hashir, y'halalucha, and then you make a boy of your gofet, and then says the Rambam, v'yesh lo limzoi kais chamishi, you fill up a fifth kais, the Rambam, you fill up a fifth kais, v'loy ma'alav halla gadol, and that's v'hoidi l'ashem kitayv. He says, this kais, the fifth kais, not a chayvah, the other half a kais is, right? And in any case, the Rambam brings us to the fifth kais, the Rif brings it. Most Rishayim, all, at least, it's a sure, some say it's even a mitzvah namukha to drink a fifth kais. Now, yeah.
So the third and fourth will be before and after Birkat HaMazon?
Right, the third is Birkat HaMazon, right? The first is Kiddush, the second is the Haggadah, and the Bichas HaGaula, which ends the Haggadah. The third kais is Bichas HaMazai, the fourth kais is Halea, and according to many Rishonim, I would say most Rishonim, is the fifth kais, I want you to say Halea HaGaula.
Oh.
Now, I don't want to go, this is not a shiur so much in Halacha, so I'm not going to go on all the shitas of the Rishonim and Achayim, but it seems to me, I think, right Rishonim hold that at least certainly you could, I think even a lot of them, even hold Chathchila, but I'll pass them, you should drink up fifth kais and say Halal Haggadah. Now, what is the structure of this in the Haggadah? This is what I'm looking at the Haggadah, okay? So, in the Haggadah, we have the Bichas HaMazon, okay? And then, we start saying Halal. We fill up a third, fourth kais. You say, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu Kedashim Ten Kavod. And we say the Halal. And then, at the very end of the Hallel, we say what's called Yehalalucha. Hashem Lokeinu Kol Ma'aseh, which according to one opinion in the Gemara is called Birkas Hashir. And Yehalalucha Now, there are many shittas when we make the bracha. Don't make the bracha. I don't want to go into all the shittas. That already I leave for you to learn through the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim. Okay? This is... We're just looking at the Agada. Yeluk shemakecha kumaisecha kiminom yiloma ta'el. And that's the traditional haidah and chasima we make. Well, actually, it's not a chasima in this Nusach. But that's the ending of the Hallel. Then we say... Which means according to this Rishayim, I would drink the fourth kais here, and then I fill up a fifth kais, and I say what's called Halal Gadol. Halal Gadol. Okay? And Halal Gadol is Halal Sim Kitayv, Halal Elohim, Halal Adoinim, Lois and Flores Kunos Lavadai, Shmayim is Funa, it's the Halal Gadol, Halal Lakela Shamayim, Kili Elam Chazdai, and then we say Nishmas, which is what we say on Shabbos, and then we say Sheikhanat. Right? Makalis and the Vizam Chabis Israel, and Yishtabach, and of course there's Machlaikas, and Wachaisim, etc., etc. We make a Chasima. According to several opinions, the way I'm knowing, a Chasima is the same way we do on Shabbos. Question. What's the fifth Kais doing here? And let me ask the question in a much more fundamental manner. I understand why we say Hallel. We explained it last time. A person is supposed to be experiencing a personal redemption. Because Baruch has redeemed us. Birchas HaGaula. Chavos HaMaki Yosef Mitzrayim. Lefich HaChem Ram Lahoydis Lahal Lashabeth Lafar Ram Lahal Lekales. In other words, the Halal here is coming to express our redemption, our current redemption, which is part and parcel of the Gaulas Mitzrayim. Okay, we end Halal. But what's Halal HaGaula? It's not speaking at all about Yitzchias Mitzrayim. It does say, right, Makim Mitzrayim Mevchoyrayim, that's true. Yeitzo Metoicham, Yachazoka, Yamzo, Dira Pare. But what's most of it? Most of it has to do with Elohei HaElohim. God is the God of all other gods. Adonai Adonim, the Lord of all lords. He makes the flies by himself, Levadai. Aisi Shemayim Mizvuna, he makes the heavens. It's all my separations. It makes the land. In fact, actually, let's go through all the days of creation. Okay? Okay? The first day, right, is the first day of creation is, you could say, Adonai Adonim Lokei Elokim, because Kosh Baruch is the first day of creation, Yoim Echad, he's Echa Be'ilomon. And then Shemayim Bispuna is what? The second day, right? What goes through my separations? But not to my separations. What's the first day? Because Baruch Hu is one by himself, right? That's what it says, Yom Echad, not even the Malachim. Well, first of all, Hod Hashem Ki Tov, like the Ramchal says, the Tachlis in the world is what? Lehetiv. Ramchal. Then, that's the purpose of creation. Eloi Kei Elohim, Adin Adonin, that's for you, for Yom Echad, God is one. The flaws of Levadai, maybe that's a reference to Vayior. Now, Oysa Shemayim Bisfona, that's the second day. V'yasikim is a Rakia. What's the third day? The Yabasha. That's what we call Salamayim. Okay, now. Oysa Oysa Gedoyle, Mishan Vim Shema Yoyim, Yoreach. Okay, that's the fourth day. That's the fourth day. We make the sun and the skies, right? And then we go to Yisit Mitzrayim. But then we go further. Right? Makeh, we go to Melech HaMor HaMidbar, we're in the desert, we're out of Mitzrayim already, right? Makeh Melech HaGadayla, Tzicha Melech HaBayri, Elech Melech HaBoshan, Alto Nachla Yisrael Avdai, Shemifleinu Zohalano, Mitzareinu, Lecha Melechol Basa, Hayga Lekel HaShemayim. Very little of this has to do with Yitzchias Mitzrayim. It's Maisa Bereishis, and then we're going through the Midbar, and then we make war and we defeat all the kings. Sicha melech ha-mayri, oi melech ha-basha. And then we speak about Neisim melech ha-basha, Kosh Baruch sustains all of creation. Ha-yidu lekel ha-shamayim. Has absolutely really nothing to do with this Mitzrayim. What do we need this for? You didn't say enough? We're not tired? And why a fifth kais? Why a fifth kais? I mean, the Maharal drank the fifth kais. Paskas Lalacha drank the fifth kais. And the Nishmas, what's Nishmas? What's Nishmas
speaking about? It's speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim? I don't think there's any, it's about any, there's very little. There's a little bit of Havana, Bidi, Sano. What's Nishmat? It's peace about the world. Right? Oy, Yeshayin, and Makis, the Don, and the Birkas, and Shachem, and Chayim, Mason, and Chayim, and the Oshman Esrei. Because both of us tend to die and bring up.
You say we drink the fifth cup before?
At the very end, at the very end. At the very end, it's the Baruch Hay, Melech, and then we drink the fifth cup. I'm not, by the way, I'm not passing the fifth cup. I say we don't drink the fifth cup. But by the way, some people put the fifth cup kosher le'o navi. We want to make it some machloikis, but then the fifth cup enough, they believe fairly all on navi.
So it ends with Melekel Chai.
Baruch, right. That's the end of that. That's the that, and what is the Shabbat speaking about? Speaking about the Bria. What are we saying on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is the day of Bria Zoylam. That's where you're in Nishmas. Yeah.
Are most Rishonim that advised for the fifth cup, are they saying for Eliyahu or for drinking?
I don't really know where it came from. I think what happened was, since it was a Machloikas, the Leda Achim said, we put a fifth kais there, and take it, Eliyahu will come drink the fifth kais. Look, I don't know. I mean, first of all, this evening I don't look to be mafshit the spakers. That's a pasha tonight, not the priestkin. But anyway, whatever it is, that's the minhag of the kosher la'anavi. But the next question is, what is this entire ending of the saying? It's absolutely not doing Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you see that the most Rishonim and Vatim so chashim according to Gersu the Gemara, we say a fifth kites. Okay, the answer is very clear and easy and apparent according to everything I've said up till now. This Shmuel and his Rav. Okay? Shmuel is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was Shiva Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avodah Mayinam, Yetzias Mitzrayim Lakenam, Biyach HaZam HaZam. That's Shmuel. But that's only half of the Seder. The way we Paskin, the way the Baal HaGadol has informed us all along, by bringing Rav, by bringing Dayenu, by bringing everything that he's, the way he's put the HaGadol Seder, Shmuel, Yetzias Mitzrayim is only half of the story. What's half of the story? Monotheism. Kevano Velosoi. Monotheism. Where do we get our monotheism from? What is Halal HaGadol speaking about? It's speaking about Maaseh Bereishis. Hallel is speaking about Maaseh Bereishis. That's what Hallel is speaking about. The whole Hallel, as I explained, Halal HaGadol is speaking about Maaseh Bereishis. Right? That's what we read, the Halal HaGadol. Of course, Bog is Eloikim, Adonai Adonim, right? Ois and Flois Levadai, he doesn't need anybody's help, he doesn't buy himself, that's the whole thing of my separations. Ois Shmai Mespuna, Leika Alat Alamayim, Ois Oib Gedeilim, Shmet Mez Bayoim, Yeren Ola Laila. Halal HaGadol is all of my separations. Monotheism, he does this by himself. Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'loi Acher. The entire thing of the Baal HaGadol is that Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be hushlam, has to be completed with a general perspective that Kodesh Baruch Hu has brought us to monotheism and brought us close to his avodah. And that is the theme of Halal HaGadol, which ends with, of course it ends with Brus El Yisrael, and of course Naisim Lechem L'Abasa, Kodesh Baruch Hu sustains us at every moment of our lives. The theme is monotheism. That's the theme. And that's Nishmas, monotheism. God is the person who sustains us, who keeps, who's mashkiach in every aspect of the Bria and of our actions. And Sheikh Amarayim is what? That's monotheism, the Kodesh Shemayim. So in other words, and that's the tefillahs of Shabbos. The tefillahs of Shabbos emphasize monotheism, which is what? That's the theme of the Shabbos. The theme of the Shabbos is monotheism. Kodesh Baruch Hu stands above creation. So, that's the fifth kais. In other words, the four kaises are connected to the Abba L'Shenis of Geula. Right? The fifth kais is actually connected to a fifth lashon Heveno. In other words, the four kaises have to do with Shmuel, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The fifth kais is creation, monotheism. Bring us to the Beis HaMikdash.
But it's more than creation, you're saying.
Creation, and bring us to his Avodah. Part of creation is Hashgacha. In other words, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's relationship to us and to the world. Our belief in God, and to serve. And God is the person, V'kavana b'chlo v'dasai. Once we have the proper
belief and understanding of God's relation to ourselves and to the world, then we can begin to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was the historical way by which we arrived at that. So now, what I want to say is that really, what's the theme of the Seder? The theme of the Seder is that Yetzias Mitzrayim, while it is a very central and crucial historical event in our history, it's really part of an entire edifice which expresses the purpose of history is to bring man from a state of idolatry to recognize the true monotheistic nature of God and hence to be able to serve God as such. That is how the Baal Haggadah understood what he was doing. That was the malach of the Baal Haggadah.
To bring man from idolatry to what?
To monotheism, and therefore to serve God. And that's really the theme of the Gada. Now, I want to tell you something very, very interesting. There's definitely a part of, we've had a little bit of discussion, never gone deeply, who is this Baal HaGadah? Was he later Mahoyim? Was he the Ga'inim? Was he someone that Ram didn't know? I don't know, we've had a whole discussion. One thing everybody agrees with, after the end of the Seder, there's a final part of the Seder which is called Nirtzo. Those are the songs. Right? And the songs certainly are from the believe me, the songs are certainly from the Tekufas HaGa'inim. They were the Piyutim added by the Ga'inim. Now, what do the songs speak about? Okay?
They were composed by the Ga'inim?
For sure, 100%. Everybody, I haven't seen anyone Chaylik on that. Maybe later than the Ga'inim. Maybe during the time of Rishayim even. Some of this, the earliest the Ga'inim. Now, Nirtzo, of course, we have, well, actually, the first night, the first night, we speak of Makas B'chayres, Chatzi HaLayla, or Zevah Pesach, right, people to call him Pesach. But then, right, what is the theme of Nirtzo? Well, this Kiloina Ekloyoed. Well, what is Kiloina? Yochid bin Luchai, Melech bin Lucha, Amit bin Lucha. In other words, the theme is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's uniqueness as the Melech, as the King. Okay? What about Echad Adiyodeh, Echad Yodeh? Who's Echad Yodeh? Echad Elokeim Shemayit. What's the theme of Echad Yodeh? Monotheism. A Chagadja is a summary of history. In fact, that's what we're going to give all the Shia Mitzvah Shem on Chagadja. But what's Chagadja? Chagadja is a summary of all Jewish history. And what's the very end of Chagadja? What's in the Chagadja? V'alza kodesh baruch hu, v'shach l'malach ha-mavez, v'shach l'sheichet, v'shach l'sayra. The theme of history of kodesh baruch hu is going to come at the end reveal, right? His baruch hu is baruch hu at the end of history. So the theme of Nirtza, put it this way, Nirtza also goes according to the pattern of Shmuel and Rav. We first begin with the piyut of Vayiba Chatzolaitis, piyut of Machas Bechoyles. The Rabbanu of Chatzol Hashem, if you're in the second day Seder. And then we speak about monotheism, Echad Miyodeya, Echad Mashamayim Va'omets. So, the theme of the piyutim of Nirtza also follows the same pattern. We begin with Shibud and Gus Mitzrayim, and we end with a declaration of the faith of the Jewish people that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is one b'shamayim v'aretz. That's the theme of the Seder. So now, I want to say over a little bit, yes, the question is, what is our Geula on Pesach night? What's the Geula? Those of you who are listening to Hashem Zakar, the purpose, the Geula of Mitzrayim, is that before the Seder were idolaters. We come out of the Seder, monotheists. We're ready to do the Avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the last tefillah of the Seder, which we say, right? L'shama haba b'Yushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has redeemed us from idolatry.
suffering from the ensnarement of the physical world and the false hashkafas, which impose a paganistic view of man. And through the Seder, especially the Shiurim, we come to realize, we pierce through the veneer of paganism, and we come to recognize and declare our belief in the one monotheistic God, right? He is the one with a capital H, is fit for us to serve him. Mitchila oivde avedezayim v'seino, v'akshav keval amokim l'avedosai. I think with this shiur, we will finish. Mirza Hashem, I'm hoping maybe to give another one or two shiurim, but in any case, those of you who cannot continue, for an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, we wish everybody a chakosh for Zameach, with the tefillah that we should be zeicher to the geula and to believe in the one true God.
Amen. Amen.